Prostitution and Double Standards, narrated by Scarlett Fox, narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. Madonna by Lucinda X. Linda was lying on her stomach in the physical therapist's studio. He was an old childhood friend of hers, Jürgen. She was suffering from tendinitis, probably the result of the long overtime hours she had been taking on to make a little extra for herself and the three children she lived alone with. While he treated her, Jürgen talked about one of his favourite topics. He had a wide and extensive clientele of patients that he treated when he wasn't holding work environment and stress management courses for businesses and managers. "I see it all the time," he continued. "Tensions that result from an unfulfilled and unsatisfactory sexual life, not to mention a virtually non-existent sexual life, can settle in the body or manifest as muscle tensions that become chronic over time, leading to painful inflammatory conditions and an increased risk of a heart attack. You'd be surprised at how many of these people only live for their job, while what they would really need to fix their health is just a proper fuck." He gave her an emphatic squeeze so that Linda was startled, and she asked, "Why don't they do that?" Jürgen scratched his head. "Why? Why? They live for their job. They get stuck in relationships that have gone dry but are still important for social or material reasons. Homes, cars, country houses, etc. How would I know?" A short pause, then he continued, "But one thing I do know is that a warm-blooded woman would be able to do much more good to them than I ever could." Linda sighs. Proper fucks and warm-blooded partners aren't exactly an everyday occurrence for her either, as she runs between work and taking care of her kids. She sighed again. "Do you mean like a prostitute? A call girl?" "Call her whatever you want," Jürgen replied. "A lady of the night, a whore, tart, escort, courtesan. The truth is that a woman could do much more for these men than I can, and make a profit out of it as well." "But what about the ethics of it?" Linda asked. Jürgen gave her a wide grin. "Ethics, big deal," he answered. "Are you saying that it's immoral to have sex if one isn't in a deep and meaningful relationship, or if one has not signed a lifelong contract as marriage used to be?" "No," Linda replied in a low voice. "Most other services that are sold actually gain in status when they become a profession. The only service I know of where this isn't true is sex work. We deny sex work its rights, on the grounds that it is moral. If I hadn't undergone such a long and difficult training process, you could say that I was just giving regular massages. You can buy almost any service in our society, massages, house care, childcare. You can get help with your personal problems, counselling, a psychologist if you're in a critical situation. If you can dream it, you can buy it, and it is socially accepted, with the exception of sexual services. Think about professional football. What is so ethical about it? About some guys running around after a ball who make millions for it?" Linda went home feeling thoughtful. She could see Jürgen's point. At the same time, she thought that she wouldn't want to live in a society where...